Welcome to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I am Lewis Allen, your host and moderator. Today we're featuring teams from St. Joseph and New Buffalo. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Our program is brought to you from the Mitsubishi Community Showroom at Signature Automotive Group on Napier Avenue, a proud sponsor of Academic Challenge, along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwestern Michigan Association of Realtors. Realtors do make the difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders. Pro Muffler and Brake Shop on M139. Lower prices under your car. And the Cook Nuclear Plant. First, let's meet the team, starting with St. Joseph.
I'm Cameron Haynes. I'm a sophomore.
I'm Graham Straczynski. I'm a sophomore.
Ryan Erickson, Jr.
And Hudson Wellen. I'm also a junior.
And who's your captain tonight, St. Joseph?
I'm the captain.
And Ryan, who is your coach?
Gary Etter.
And the team from New Buffalo?
I'm Felix DeSimone. I'm a junior.
I'm Max Plano. I'm a sophomore.
I'm Peter Brown, I'm a junior.
And I'm Andrew Keller, I'm a senior.
And who's the captain tonight, New Buffalo?
That'd be me.
Andrew, and who's your coach, your coaches?
The lovely Tracy Ripley.
Here's some basic rules. During the first and second halves, we'll announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, please wait to be recognized. There's no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round at halftime. I am going to be your scorekeeper and judge, and today, Bill Klein will be asking the questions. Bill, how are you doing today?
You know, I'm doing real well, but I'm kind of distracted.
Signature Automotive Group has a really cool event that's coming up on March 11th, and it's going to be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and what they're doing is they're bringing the distracted driver simulator here to Signature Automotive Group, and it's free to charge, and come out and check it out. It's going to be there's some YouTube videos out about React 360 simulator, and it seems like it'll be a really cool thing for the teen drivers to come out and really experience what could happen during a incident of being a distracted driver. All our teams ready for Academic Challenge today?
Yeah.
Well, let's start Academic Challenge. Your time will start once Bill reads that first question.
For 5 points, what electromagnetic device controls the heating and cooling of a home?
Felix from New Buffalo.
A thermostat.
That's correct for 5 points. For 10 points, near what city was gold discovered at Sutter's Mill, precipitating the 1849 gold rush?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Sacramento.
That's correct for 10 points. For 15 points, what is the name given to a controlled growth of cells in an artificial medium that sounds like they go to the opera and the ballet?
Felix from New Buffalo.
Culture.
That's correct for 15 points. For 20 points, what state in the United States leads in the growing of cherries?
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Michigan.
That's correct for 20 points. For 20 points, she has been called the most important woman artist in America. Has ever produced America's national treasure. Can you?
Felix from New Buffalo.
Georgia O'Keeffe.
That is correct for 20 points. For 5 points, what's the name for a 3-beat method of locomotion resembling a gallop in a horse, but much slower?
Cameron from St. Joseph.
Trot.
Incorrect.
Felix from New Buffalo.
Waltz.
Incorrect. It's a canter. For 10 points, what newly developed means of transportation overwhelmed the patent office with applications in 1892?
Felix from New Buffalo.
The automobile.
Incorrect.
St. Joseph, 5 seconds.
The airplane.
Grant from St. Joseph.
The airplane.
Incorrect. Bicycles. For 5 points, which of the following words best defines malevolent? Discontented, clumsy, fearless, or malicious?
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Malicious.
That's correct for 5 points. A multiple choice question for 10 points. Why does your voice sound one way when you hear a recording of it and another way when you hear yourself speak? A, the voice goes through the Eustachian tube bypassing the eardrum. B, the voice is transmitted through the bones of the skull. C, we're more sensitive to the distortions of recordings, and or D, the voices echo slightly in the sinus cavities in your head.
Cameron from St. Joseph.
The voices vibrated along the bones of the skull.
That is correct for 10 points. For a math question for 15 points. Given the following equation for a circle, find its center. X minus 1 squared plus Y plus 3 squared. squared.
Ryan from St. Joseph.
The lower pair of one, negative three.
That's correct for 15 points. For 20 points, what is the process by which the cortex is severed and dead keratin-containing cells are removed? What is the process?
Felix from New Buffalo.
A lobotomy.
Incorrect.
St. Joseph, 5 seconds. Time.
It's one of those tricky ones. A haircut. For 5 points. Yeah, I know you guys don't.
What?
For 5 points. What's the last rank on the annual Fortune list of top U.S. industrial corporations?
Felix from New Buffalo.
400.
Incorrect.
Hudson from St. Joseph.
500.
That's correct for 5 points. For 5 points, what baseball stadium has memorials to four Hall of Famers in center field?
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Comerica Park of the Detroit Tigers.
Incorrect.
Felix from New Buffalo.
Yankee Stadium.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, what was the standard pistol for the German Army during World War II?
Grant from St. Joseph.
The Luger.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, name the only man who died during the Civil War to be featured on Confederate currency.
Grant from St. Joseph.
Stonewall Jackson.
That's correct for 5 points. For 5 points, a dictionary gives several definitions for this word. A highly ionized gas, the watery part of milk, and a...
Cameron from St. Joseph.
Plasma.
That's correct for 5 points. For 5 points, what does the ring give its bearer in The Lord of the Rings?
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Unusual long life.
Incorrect.
Felix from New Buffalo.
The power to rule them all.
Well, both partially, but it was invisibility. For 10 points, from what source is this quotation? Greater love hath no man than...
Hudson from St. Joseph.
The Bible.
That's correct for 10 points. That a man lay down his life for his friends. For 15 points, what English monarch issued the Act of Supremacy in 1534?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Henry VIII.
That's correct for 15 points. Multiple choice question for 15 points. How is the word who used in the sentence? Let him who is without sin first cast a stone at her. Is it an interrogative pronoun? A relative pronoun? Demonstrative pronoun? Personal pronoun? Or objective pronoun?
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Relative.
That's correct for 15 points. For 5 points, it means to clean fish or fowl for cooking. To
Andrew from New Buffalo.
Filet.
Incorrect. To arrange troops in rank, to apply therapeutic materials to a wound, to trim.
Cameron from St. Joseph.
To dress.
That's correct for 5 points. For 5 points, what does NPR stand for in broadcasting?
National Public Radio.
Hey, what to be...
to be recognized.
St. Joseph... Grant from St. Joseph.
National Public Radio.
That's correct for 5 points. For 15 points, which of Dostoevsky's novels begins with this line? Returning from the sanitarium in Switzerland, where he was a patient for epilepsy, idiocy, and nervous disorders, a 27-year-old prince, Leo Nikolakovich Mishkin, strikes up a conversation with two of his fellow travelers.
And we're under a minute. Ryan from St. Joseph.
Crime and Punishment.
Incorrect.
New Buffalo, 5 seconds. Time.
The Idiot is the name of the novel. For 5 points, what fish is the most overexploited on the U.S. Pacific coast by commercial fishing industry?
Felix from New Buffalo.
Salmon.
That's correct for 5 points.
One more question.
Multiple choice question for 5 points. Which of these wave categories does not require a medium through which it may travel? Compression waves, sound waves, mechanical waves, electromagnetic.
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Electromagnetic waves.
That's correct for 5 points.
Every test order.
Well, that's the end of the first half of today's academic challenge. We'll be back with the score in the 60-second round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is St. Joseph 140, New Buffalo 50. Now on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each one is worth 10 points, and there will be a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 questions within the time limit. You are encouraged to consult one another at this point, but the answers must come from the team captain. After the minute is up, the opposing team will have a chance to answer any questions the first team could not answer. New Buffalo, since you're trailing at the moment, you have the first choice of these three categories, which are law, A, spelling bee, geometry. New Buffalo, what are you choosing?
We'll do A, spelling bee.
A, spelling bee. Bill, is there a setup to A, yes. Spelling bee?
Yes, there is.
What's that setup?
Spell all the words beginning with A.
Your 60 seconds, New Buffalo, will start once Bill reads the first question.
Accessible.
A-C-C-E-S-S-I-B-L-E.
A-C-C-E-S-I-B-L-E.
Incorrect. Claim. I'm sorry. Acclimated.
A-C-C-L-I-M-A-T-E-D.
A-C-C-L-I-M-A-T-E-D.
Correct. Adolescence. Adolescent.
Adolescent.
Adolescent. Singular.
A-D-O-L-E-S-C-E-N-T.
That's correct. Aggregate.
A-G-G-R-E-G-A-T-E.
Correct. Allegiance.
A-L-E-G-I-A-N-C-E.
Incorrect. Alleviate.
A-L-L-E-V-I-A-T-E.
A-L-L-E-V-I-A-T-E.
That's correct.
Buffalo, you answered four questions for a total of 40 points. Now, St. Joseph, you have a chance to pick up six extra questions for an extra six, possible extra 60 points. And Bill, one more time for the setup.
Spell all the words beginning with A.
Your 60 seconds will start once Bill reads the first word.
Accessible.
A-C-C-E-S-S-I-B-L-E.
That's correct. Allegiance.
A-L-L-E-G-I-A-N-C-E.
Correct. Anonymous.
A-N-O-N.
A-N-O-N-Y-M-O-U-S.
Correct. Aphrodisiac.
A-P-H-R-O-D-I-S-I-A-C.
A-P-H-R-O-D-I-S-I-A-C.
Correct. Archipelago.
Archipelago. A-R-C-H. Just say it.
A-R-C-H-I-P-E-L-A-G-O.
Correct. Aesthetic.
A-E-S-T.
T-H-E-T-I-C.
Incorrect.
I don't think it's A-E, but whatever.
Hey, Joseph, you answered five of those questions for an extra 50 points.
I'm so confused.
Now, St. Joseph, you have choice of law and geometry. What do you choose, St.
Geometry.
Joseph? Geometry. Is there a setup to geometry, Mr. Klein?
No.
Your 60 seconds, St. Joseph, will start once Bill reads the first question.
A solid whose base is a polygon and whose faces are triangles meeting at a point is called what?
Triangular prism.
Incorrect. A solid whose base is a circle and whose lateral surface tapers uniformly to a point is
cone.
Called what? Correct. A solid bounded by a curved lateral surface with its ends meeting equal and parallel circles is
cylinder.
Called what?
Cylinder.
Correct. The volume of a cone is what fraction of the volume
one-third.
Of a
one-third.
Cylinder? Correct. A square is 85 feet on each side. What's the perimeter?
340 feet.
Correct. Calculate the perimeter of a rectangle 108 yards long and 72 yards wide.
360.
504.
Incorrect. A geometrical statement admitted to be true without proof is called what?
Postulate.
Correct. How many more corners than face does a cube have?
Two.
Correct. What is the maximum number of obtuse angles that could be found in a triangle?
One.
Correct.
St. Joseph, that was seven answered correct questions for an extra total of 70 points.
First one's pure.
Now, New Buffalo, you have a chance to pick up three questions for an extra 30 points. Your time is going to start once Bill reads the first question.
A solid whose base is a polygon and whose faces are triangles meeting at a point is called what?
Pyramid.
Correct. Calculate the perimeter of a rectangle 108 yards long and 72 yards wide.
360.
That's correct. Find the area of a square circumscribed about a circle whose radius is 5.
100.
Correct.
They got them all. Buffalo, you got the three questions correct for an extra 30 points. Well, that ends our 60-second round. We'll check the scores and conclude the game next here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back to Academic Challenge at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round, St. Joseph 260 to New Buffalo 120. It's time now to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. First, from St. Joseph, Ryan, what's happening at St. Joe?
Greetings from St. Joseph. We're a few weeks into our second semester. Our boys and girls basketball teams are nearing their season that ends, and our boys swimming team is also approaching conference. We would like to thank Signature Toya and the other sponsors who made this match happen.
And Andrew from New Buffalo, what's happening in New Buffalo?
First, in terms of sports, our varsity basketball team is currently tied for first place in our conference overall. Also, we recently took a group of students to Notre Dame College to see a live performance of Romeo and Juliet that was performed by British actors and actresses. This week is actually our Winterfest week, so we've got a lot of bonus games going on and dress-up days that everyone's participating in, having a lot of fun. We have a winter ball on this Saturday evening that all the students are going to attend. Our drama department is currently putting on a play called Disney Through the Looking Glass, and it's a mashup of a bunch of Disney movies and stuff that they're putting on, and that's going to be a lot of fun, and that will be out in March. We would also like to thank all the sponsors at in WSJM, Cook Nuclear Plant, Southwest Michigan College, Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, Lakeshore and Berrien Springs Public Schools, Pro Muffler and Brake, and Signature Automotive Group.
Well, we do have some substitutions for the second match on the second half on this New Buffalo. Introduce yourself.
I'm Blake Newton, and I'm a sophomore.
All right, and there's no substitutions on the St. Joseph side, so we'll start the second half of today's Academic Challenge between St. Joseph and New Buffalo. Your time will start once Bill reads that first question.
You're going to love the first one because it's a Shakespeare question. For 10 points, how was Hamlet's mother Gertrude related to Claudius before their marriage?
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Claudius was her brother-in-law.
Well, that's correct. Now, listen very carefully, and you might want to use your pencils here for 5 points. Pressure, water, high winds, high temperature. Which two of these four factors are forces which cause rocks to be metamorphic?
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Pressure and temperature.
That's correct for 5 points. For 10 points, what national park in Montana is situated on the Continental Divide?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Glacier.
That's correct for 10 points. For 20 points, John Rolfe sent the first shipment of tobacco from Jamestown to England in 1613. Now, at least 10 states grow significant amounts of tobacco. Which states leads in tobacco production?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
North Carolina.
That is correct for 20 points. For 5 points, the sting was the second screen pairing of Paul Newman and Robert Redford. Identify their first screen pairing.
Felix from New Buffalo.
It.
Incorrect.
St. Joseph, 5 seconds.
All the President's
Men. Grant from St. Joseph.
All the President's Men.
Incorrect. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. For 10 points, Idaho is now primarily known for its agriculture and mining.
Andrew from New Buffalo.
Potatoes.
Incorrect.
St. Joseph?
Wait a minute. I get to finish the question.
Sorry.
The state was first settled by what religious group, which started in 19th century America?
Ryan from St. Joseph?
Mormons.
That's correct for 10 points. It's a good idea to jump in.
You just tricked me.
Not too early. For 15 points, what kind of weaving uses cane, willow rods, and raffia instead of fibers or threads?
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Basket weaving.
That's correct. You can get a degree in that, you know.
That was for 15 points.
15 points. For 15 points, name the only vice president elected to the presidency years after his vice presidential term.
Grant from St. Joseph.
Nixon.
That's correct for 15 points. For 10 points, What continent was originally home to the majority of the first 6 million people who crossed the Atlantic to the New World?
Felix from New Buffalo?
Europe.
Incorrect.
Ryan from St. Joseph?
Asia.
Incorrect. Africa. For 10 points, he was the best known for his scenes of the sea. He was best known for his scenes of the sea and sunsets. Was he Gainsborough, Turner, Renoir, or Manet?
Peter from New Buffalo?
Turner.
That's correct. For 20 points, in Greek legend, who was the hero of the Siege of Troy, second only to Achilles in bravery?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Ajax.
Incorrect.
New Buffalo. Andrew from New Buffalo.
Odysseus.
Incorrect. That would have been my guess, but this says it's Diomedes. I would have guessed Hector, too, but For 5 points, by a vote of 50.2% to 49.8%, voters rejected an historic peace deal between the government and rebel group FARC.
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Colombia.
That is correct for 5 points. For 15 points, world leaders gathered in Israel to attend the funeral of what former prime minister of the country and a Nobel Prize winner?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Begin.
Incorrect.
New Buffalo. Time.
Shimon Peres. For 20 points, scientists have discovered geysers of water shooting 100 miles into the air on which moon?
Felix from New Buffalo.
Io.
Incorrect.
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Ganymede.
Europa. For 10 points, what company plans to release spectacles, smart glasses that can record 10-second clips?
Cameron from St. Joseph.
Google.
Incorrect. For up...
Blake from New Buffalo.
Snapchat.
That's correct for 10 points. For 15 points, blue poles, temporarily on display in London, was once the most reviled painting in Australian history. Bought by a leftist government in 1973 for $1.3 million, many lambasted the weird painting and its drips and drabs. Now that it's worth at least $100 million, the work is a national treasure. Who painted it?
Jackson Pollock.
Oh, be recognized.
St. Joseph Grant from St. Joseph.
Jackson Pollock.
That's correct for 15 points. For 10 points, what actor plays Donald Trump on Saturday Night Live?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Alec Baldwin.
That's correct for 10 points. For 10 points, in an interview prior to the last election, Libertarian presidential candidate Gary Johnson claimed to be having an Aleppo moment when he couldn't rename the single what?
Peter from New Buffalo.
I thought it was a different question. Country. Country.
It's incorrect.
Grant from St. Joseph.
World leader that he admired?
No, it's incorrect. The question was, name any foreign leader. And he couldn't name anybody. For 10 points.
Never mind. Good, next question.
For 10 points, in 2010, leaders from this state decided that the federal government was not doing enough to reduce illegal immigration. This led to a U.S. Justice Department lawsuit claiming that immigration was a federal issue, not to be enforced by state governments. What state is led?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Arizona.
That is correct for 10 points.
And we're under a minute.
For 10 points, Roberta Cardano was inaugurated as the first woman president of Gallaudet University in Washington, D.C. Notable because she has what handicap that the school specializes in serving?
Grant from St. Joseph.
Deafness.
That's correct for 10 points. For 10 points.
And this is the final question.
They were pioneers in the smartphone era almost two decades ago, but now have barely 1% of the world market.
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Blackberry.
That's correct for 10 points. Research.
Well, that's well the done, done guys. It. Well, that does it. That's the end of today's academic challenge match. We'll tabulate the scores and announce the winners after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's academic challenge to announce today's winner and thank our sponsors. The winners by a score of 390 to 155 is the team from St. Joseph. Congratulations, St. Joe.
Well done, New Buffalo.
Yes.
Good job.
Thank you all for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge. Our program is brought to you from the Mitsubishi Community Showroom at Signature Automotive Group on Napier Avenue, a proud sponsor of Academic Challenge, along with Varian Springs Public Schools. Together, inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwestern Michigan Association of Realtors. Realtors do make the difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders. Pro Muffler and Brake Shop on M139. Lower prices under your car and the Cook Nuclear Plant. Join News Talk 94.9 WSJM again next week at the same time as Decatur and New Buffalo go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.